Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Jane Howard from Champney's Restaurant and Tavern inside the historic Deerfield Inn. Now, Jane, you and Carl, your husband, have gone through trials and tribulations.
Of biblical proportions.
Of post-diluvian proportions, I guess you would say, with a flood as a result of Irene. What happened?
The river burst its banks and came channeling down, and we were under about 5.5 feet of water in about 45 minutes.
5.5 feet.
Yeah, not just water, everything that came with it. Fish, sewage.
There was fish?
Oh, yes. There were fish flopping around in there and the gunk. It was nasty.
How does one deal with that? What's step one when your restaurant is filled with 5 feet of water and fish and sewage?
Put on your gum boots, put on some rubber gloves, get a shovel.
And start again.
You do. You have to. But all those things have a silver lining.
I'm hoping that has something to do with an insurance check of some sort, although I've spoken to any number of other folks who were affected by Irene that insurance did little or no good for them.
Well, I can tell you that we can't get flood insurance anymore. The silver lining is that the terrace is now another place for private dining, and more importantly, a place for community giving, which is something we've never had successfully before, so that if people want to have a fundraiser for cancer awareness or something, we've got that space now. The bar that was upstairs went downstairs, and we had a guest who came and stayed recently who said, "Where's my bar? Where's the bar?" And I said, "Not to worry, it's downstairs." And he went down and he laid his head on this polished granite and he stroked it. He said, "Hello, old friend."
That was before he started drinking.
Phil Corman from CISA and Jane Howard from Champney's Restaurant and Tavern at the Deerfield Inn. Tell me about it's like a phoenix rising from the ashes. You get an opportunity to basically control, alt, delete on everything you're doing. But what does the new Champney's look like?
It's been a wonderful opportunity to give people more of what they already liked and less of what I don't think is the way most people are interested in going out to eat nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a place for formal dining, isn't there? But not in a ginormous 120-seat space.
Uh-huh. What sort of local things do you have on the menu there?
The beef comes right from the Yaswinski farm right behind the inn. And our pigs are conscientiously raised for us. We do our own butchering. Lamb, vegetables. I think we're probably at about 85% locally sourced. There are still some things that have to be ingredients that you can't get from around here.
Can't get olive oil around here yet.
No, not yet. But the summer menu's coming into play soon, and there's so much more on tap in the summer, so that I think we're going to be able to really step up what we do.
Yeah, I noticed on your website you have the Kitchen Garden, Mockingbird Farm, Red Fire Farm, Atlas, Old Friends Farm, 4-star Clarkdale. It just goes on and on. The heroes of heroes.
And what did you bring for me here, Jane, from Champney's?
This is a goat cheese panna cotta. It has red beet, tangerine compote.
Whoa.
And mostly it has a little sweet beet chip on top, the yellow kind.
Uh-huh.
So it's just pretty. It's what we call in England moor-ish.
Moor-ish?
One spoonful is not enough. Our menu.
I think they say in America, once you pop, you can't stop. But that comes from a Pringles commercial.
It's
I like Moorish a lot better. Yeah. This is delicious.
Oh, thank you.
So where's the goat cheese from?
The goat cheese is actually from Vermont.
Uh-huh. We'll count Vermont as local.
Well, we like Vermont.
Yes. You're listening to me in Vermont right now, aren't you, in your car? I thought so. I love beets as an ingredient like this. My wife loves to hide beets in pancakes, and the kids love them because they come out pink, so it's this kind of cool new take on pancakes, and it adds a sweetness to it.
It does,
without
doesn't it?
Having to add any extra sugar to it, and that's the same sort of effect here.
And it's so pretty.
It is pretty. I feel so bad that I'm butchering it with this spoon in my mouth.
Well, our new menu is all about sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And the subtext to our restaurant is gather at a New England table, with the idea of people gathering, friends gathering, families and all that sort of thing. And also the idea of gathering from the farms and the fields and foragers and producers and all that sort of thing. But this panna cotta, people tend not to share.
Oh, right. So don't share
we
the
panna
cotta.
We do our best. But if it's too yummy, people just say it's mine.
And the Champney's is at the Deerfield Inn. You don't have to stay to the Deerfield Inn to go to Champney's, but it is a historic building. Any good ghost stories from an inn like that, an old New England inn? It seems like it's rife for stories of hauntings.
We do have a couple of ghosts. One is Cora, who used to hold seances in one of the guest rooms, which purely by chance is named after her. And the other is Herschel, and we think Herschel is a very cheeky little nipper of some sort, because if you're walking from Champney's into the kitchen with a tray full of empty glasses, he will sometimes come up and give you a pinch on the bum.
Have you experienced this pinch on the bum?
No, I think I'm too old for bottom pinching. But
don't say that.
when does bottom pinching end?
It should never end.
No, never.
We could rectify that, right?
Yeah.
No, maybe we won't. Well, try out the new Champneys, and congratulations for making it through
Thanks, Monty. The
Irene flood. I've known both you and Carl for a long time, as long as I've been here in the Valley.
Remember when we had to come and wash our dog at your place?
Yes. You were on a hike in our neighborhood, and your dog was filthy dirty, and we hosed him off in my backyard.
It plunged into a nasty green swamp.
Kind of like what Champneys used to look like during Irene. It was a fish floating around on his back. Jane Howard from the Deerfield Inn and Phil Corman from CISA, who have a local hero challenge, which this month is?
This month is go to a farmer's market, bring a friend who's never gone, or serve up an asparagus dish with a recipe and share it with all.
You can find more at buylocalfood.org.